Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bait night Thursday night. Julian Assange is a free man, so to speak. And the question, of course, is what about this gag order against Trump? No, I don't mean the one in New York. I mean the one in the federal courts, because Judge Eileen Cannon is dealing with that as we speak right now. That's right. But there is some breaking news as we start the show today. And it's a top story brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. The Trump hush money gag order has been partially lifted by the judge in New York, Judge Juan Merchan. So now this is different, obviously, from the gag order against the former president by the unconstitutionally appointed non-special counsel Jack Smith. Because he's not a special counsel, because there's no statute, and he doesn't have the constitutional authority to be doing what he's doing. But nevertheless, he's imposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump. But in New York, since Trump has been found guilty, a New York judge partially lifted a gag order imposed on him in the hush money criminal case. The updated terms allow Trump to resume speaking about trial witnesses, including scumbag Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, and others. The partial lifting of the order comes just days before the debate, where Trump is expected to address his conviction in the case. Now, it does remain in place when it comes to prosecutors overseeing the case, with the exception of Alvin Bragg, as well as Judge Merchan, though Merchan said he'd lift those restrictions after the July 11th sentencing. Okay? The partial lift will allow Trump to address the jury that convicted him last month on 34 criminal charges, though the former president remains under a separate protective order that prohibits him from publicly disclosing their identities. Now, the judge reluctantly lifted those restrictions, saying it would be his strong preference to extend the juror's protections. However, circumstances have now changed. The trial portion of these proceedings ended when the verdict was rendered and the jury discharged, the judge wrote. Though the ruling comes just 2 days before Trump is expected to face off against Biden in the debate, the event is not mentioned in the judge's order. Now, this is good. I mean, it's insane that it lasted this long. He should have the ability to speak out against anything he wants. It's his First Amendment right, as I've been telling you. But the judge wants to make it as difficult for Trump as possible. Both orders were narrowly tailored to address the significant concerns regarding a defendant's extrajudicial speech, the judge wrote. The orders were overwhelmingly supported by the record. He found that Trump violated the gag order on 10 occasions, fining him $1,000 for each and warning that additional violations could lead to jail time. Of course, he never actually put him in jail. The jury's guilty verdict made Trump the first former U.S. president ever convicted, blah, blah, blah. Now, the sentencing as of now is scheduled for July 11th. As of now, that could change, obviously. But as of now, that is when the sentencing is supposed to occur. The question will be, since it's right before the Republican National Convention, is the judge going to really go there or not? We shall see. We're waiting to see on that. Biden, meanwhile, may have a virtual nomination ahead of the Democrat National Convention, which is scheduled for late August, because the DNC is now going to do a virtual all-roll call for Biden's nomination. Now, don't be fooled by this, though. That doesn't mean that they can't still make a change in the convention. Don't just remember this, though. All right, because I know people read this today and they say, well, that's it. That means he's definitely going to be the nominee. No, not necessarily. This is all about getting on the ballot in Ohio. Ohio law says you have to be on the ballot 90 days before the nomination would take place. So basically, in order to accommodate that, to get on the ballot for the November election 90 days before, they have to then do this virtually. But remember, and I've said this before, you don't vote for president. You don't vote for vice president. You vote for their electors. The electors then vote for the president and the vice president at the Electoral College, of which Matt DeSantis was the mascot. So that happens in December after the election in November, where you and I will go and vote for the electors to president, who will then go and vote in December. Now, I'm not saying they're going to swap out Biden. I'm just still saying I think there's a very strong possibility they swap out Biden. But don't be fooled by this. This is all about getting ballot access for Ohio, which is a crucial state. I think the Democrats are going to lose Ohio, but they don't want to take any chances, especially if they are going to make a switcheroo. I actually think this is better evidence that they might swap out Biden, because Biden's going to lose Ohio. Maybe they think whoever they swap in has a chance of winning Ohio, so they want to make sure that person can be on the ballot. So the way it works is that if there were to be a change after occurs under Ohio state law, or any state for that matter, then each state has their own individual process to deal with that. They all have their own different, but the electors don't change. The electors are still the electors. So those electors then, instead of voting for Biden Harris, would vote for candidates A and B. If that were to occur, if that were to take place, Democrats would still, in some states, potentially now vote for Joe Biden. In other states, they would change it. In all states, they may have to change it, depending on if it were to go to court. But that's where things are standing right now. So they're scheduled to do this virtually ahead of the Democrat National Convention. But again, don't be fooled into believing that this means that Joe Biden is definitely going to be the candidate. Okay. The other big story of the day today is that the Democrats are prepared to go hard on abortion. So the lesser Casey, Bob Casey, came out and said 2024 comes down to one word, that word being rights.
Have you questioned your doctor about symptoms like low energy, digestive issues, brain fog, joint pain, just not feeling right, just something is off, and you're only left settling for unanswered questions, or worse, being told it's just because you're getting older? You don't have to settle for unanswered questions any longer. With Younger Me MD's exclusive VIP membership program, aging doesn't have to make you feel older. Their proven three-step process and functional medicine approach helps you discover the underlying causes of your issues. As a member, you get access to high-level personalized treatment plans, as well as discounts on treatments and supplements. If you're ready to live the life you deserve, it's time to learn about Younger Me MD's VIP membership program. Call 445-266-4024. 445-266-4024. That's 445-266-4024. And schedule your consultation with Younger Me MD.
Reaffirm what he said. You know, I appointed justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, but now it's up to the states to figure it out, and we're not looking to do anything on the federal level, and that's just the end of it. And then they can try. I mean, they can try to scare people into believing that this is going to be the number one issue. But it's not just Pennsylvania. It's other states. in addition to that, who have also seen increases in the numbers of abortion as well. And I don't, I mean, maybe it's also a situation where you've got people traveling to other states. They say more Pennsylvania patients travel to New Jersey than any other state. Because, you know, in New Jersey, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, declared New Jersey an abortion sanctuary state, whatever the hell that means. And abortion is legal in Pennsylvania up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. New Jersey, I guess you can do it whenever. I don't really know. But bottom line is this: it's just not going to be the issue they want it to be. 171,300 people traveled out of state for abortions in 2023. So they're still getting them. They're just not. They're just losing the ability to scream about the end of days and the end of time. They'll try, but it's not going to be the issue that drives everybody. What will drive everybody, though, to the polls this November and October and whenever they vote more than once will be the economy, no question about it. That is still going to be the number one issue. Mark my words on this. The Democrats can try, but it is not going to be abortion. Yet, nevertheless, you have people like Kamala Harris out there saying at the Reproductive Freedom Rally, how do you stay healthy? And her answer is she eats breakfast in the morning. So we'll get to that as well as the show continues today. You've got the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, going after the legitimacy of the Supreme Court because she doesn't like their decisions. And James Carville warning that the United States will become a theocracy. A theocracy. All right? So we've gone now for the point of where we're saying now that democracy is in danger, so much to the point now that we're actually going to become a theocracy. You know, like in the Middle East or something like that. So that's all happening, too. But let's think about this right now, and let's think about the economy as the number one issue going into this election. So Joe Biden says he looks at the economy through the eyes of Scranton. Now, if you've ever driven through Scranton, you spent more time in Scranton than Joe Biden did as a kid. Especially if you stopped off at a convenience store, whether Sheetz or Wawa, or took some time, toured downtown, maybe saw the shooting locations for the office, then you spent more time in Scranton than Joe Biden has as a kid. But don't let that dissuade you. He's still pretending like he's actually seeing eyes through the hardworking men and women of Scranton, Pennsylvania. So what do people of Pennsylvania have to say about the economy? Well, our buddy Tommy Pigeot, who was on the show yesterday, they have this little video they put out where they talk to Pennsylvania voters about the economy heading into the debate Thursday night. This is a little bit about what they had to say. Cut number six.
I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton, and that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
In Scranton, Trump supporter John Basiliga is building a new restaurant, and he's slamming President Biden for rising costs.
He says his policies are better for middle America or anybody. Just walk around and ask the real people. They'll tell you the exact opposite.
That's tougher for people, you know? So how could he be seeing it through our eyes?
I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm not happy.
Joe Biden also has a track record and results from that track record. It's a disaster.
I think he's the worst president we ever had, to be honest with you. This economy sucks. I mean, everything's going up except, you know, paychecks. You know, I just think the economy sucks ever since Biden got in.
Trump, when he said he would do something, he would do it.
He's doing.
He takes action. And he does care about the people.
So abortions have gone up in Pennsylvania, but the economy has gone down in Pennsylvania. So that's what you're dealing with right now. So which issue do you think is going to move people more going into November? That's why I've told you before, don't fall for this notion the Democrats keep screaming about the A word, that it's going to be the be-all, end-all, especially with women voters. Women voters are dealing with the economy just like men voters are, male voters are, and for them, that's the number one issue. They even had a focus group a while ago of Pennsylvania voters who were all in support of abortion, and they all turned around and said the same thing. You know, it's not the big issue for me personally, for me and my family. But what is the cost of food and the cost of the prices of everything else that we're paying. So Trump needs to just keep saying on the economy because that's truly the issue that is driving everything. But as we head into the debate Thursday night, the other question to ask yourself is, how much are people going to be paying attention in June to a presidential debate? What are the numbers going to be? And how high of a turnout are we going to get in terms of watching this as people are on a summer vacation? There's a reason, like I said yesterday, there's a reason on Fox News, there's a reason why they're doing this in June, I think, and it's to see how Biden can handle this. Whatever cocktail they pump into him, whatever little little cocktail of Adderall slash Red Bull slash Hunter's cocaine that they give Joe Biden to keep him awake so he doesn't show up like a corpse. And the bar for him is just don't die on stage. That's literally the bar. Can you just not die before the debate's over? In 90 minutes, can you just not die? That's the bar. And we'll talk a little bit later in the show to Reagan Reese from the Daily Caller. She's got a great piece on this. They can try to lower expectations for Biden all they want, but it's not going to change anything because people can see with their own eyes. And really, if he makes it 90 minutes without dying, they will give him a giant high five and say, "You did it, Mr. President." It doesn't matter if he goes off, says crazy things, if he talks about dead world leaders, if he forgets where he is or forget who he's debating. Just the fact that he still has a pulse at 91 minutes, it will be huge. That's the metric. That's the media's metric. So the next morning and all the shows, they'll all sit around and go, "Hey, he's alive. He did it. He's still alive. He's breathing. He's with us. He's still breathing." Now, he went right to bed when he got home, obviously, and he's still sleeping, but he's still there. Huh? Am I right? So he can definitely do this. You have nothing to worry about. That's how low the bar is being set going into this debate on Thursday night. I kid you not. The other thing, too, is that they're trying to go after this judge in Florida, Eileen Cannon. The media is just trying to destroy this judge. They hate her. They hate her. She is doing what judges are supposed to do, which is to look out for the rights of the defendant and not just simply the rights of the prosecution. That's her job. It's what she's supposed to do. It's what all good judges should do unless they are politically biased and just hate Donald Trump like the judges he's been dealing with in the New York case. So in this particular case, the fact that she's looking out for his rights makes the left go crazy. Now, our friend Julie Kelly has been following the hearings down in Florida all day. So first of all, Trump is saying that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was completely unconstitutional and they need to squash it all, throw it all out. That's number one. The second thing is the question of whether or not Jack Smith even has the constitutional authority to be doing what he's doing. That's the second question in all this. Then there's another question in all this, which is the gag order against the president, the former president and future president, on the federal level, is that constitutional? Now, I don't like to give the ACLU credit very often, but even the ACLU filed an amicus brief saying that it's not. That when a person is charged by the government, they have a right to speak out and to let everyone know what they think of how the government is treating them, and that this is unconstitutional against Donald Trump. But we know that the FBI faked and doctored the photos of Trump's alleged classified folders. They came in with these cover sheets that also that said classified and all these other things. So Special Counsel Jack Smith admitted that the FBI added cover sheets to alleged classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago and took photos for evidence. As part of what came out today in Florida in this hearing with Judge Eileen Cannon, this is what came out in the brief. Quote, "As part of the processing of seized documents marked classified, ERT photographed the documents, and now in parentheses, with appropriate cover sheets added by FBI personnel next to the box in which they were located. The photographs attached as Exhibit 8 are examples." So what they did was, to make it seem even more nefarious, they put on these cover sheets that said classified, top secret. And they did that. And they're not even hiding the fact that they did it now. They have to admit it because they're in this federal court hearing. Biden and Garland sent the FBI to raid Trump's home armed with props used to create damning photos leaked to the media. And Jack Smith now admits that the FBI planted cover sheets with classified markings on top of the documents for the photo effect. Bombshell reporting, the FBI planted classified cover sheets, and that's all been confirmed by the special counsel, Jack Smith. Now, there's the evolving timeline of the classified documents cover sheets per the Department of Justice. And this is outrageous. I mean, this is all purely propaganda. This is a classic example of the government using propaganda to try to make the public have a view of somebody. So to try to turn people's ideas about a candidate, to try to change their perception, this is exactly what they did here. Documents were found during the Mar-a-Lago raid with classified cover sheets. FBI agents brought the cover sheets to the raid, but only to use as placeholders, indicating where a classified record was found. But actually, the FBI agents took the so-called placeholder sheets and instead attached them to documents and took photos. This was done so that the media would, the corporate media and big tech would run with this, and they would go out there and they would show everybody the propaganda because the media and big tech are complicit in the propaganda, and that's what happened. So as Molly Hemingway asked the question, did Biden's FBI come up with a plan to stage the scene and release photos to propaganda press? You damn right they did. And now the special counsel has to admit it. So those are the three questions before Judge Eileen Cannon. Number one, does this guy even have the authority to be doing what he's doing? Now, my opinion is no, he doesn't. There's no special counsel statute, and he was never confirmed by the Senate. You can't be a United States attorney, for example, unless you have Senate confirmation. You can't be a deputy attorney general without Senate confirmation. Jack Smith had no confirmation whatsoever, and there's no statute giving him that power. So that's number one. Number two is the question of whether or not this raid was unconstitutional in the first place, whether or not the defendant's rights were violated because the government planted all of these placeholder documents, then published the photos, which then would influence a jury to believe that Trump had all these classified sheets, highly classified, top secret, blah, blah, blah. Was that done to manipulate the jury? And then the third point that Judge Eileen Cannon has to deal with is whether or not the gag order against the former president is constitutional. I mean, here he is as a guy who's been charged by the United States of America with several different counts. He's also running for president at the same time. Now, I would think any citizen has the right to go in and criticize their government. Gag orders are meant to protect defendants. They're not meant to stifle defendants' free speech. So I would argue that any citizen has a right, if the government's charging them, to go out and speak out against their government. But particularly when you're running for president of the United States as the Republican presumptive nominee, you should 100% have that right because the people need to hear from you. They're thinking about voting for you. They're thinking about it, and they want to hear directly from you. Hey, what's up with this? Did you do these things? Did you actually have Iranian battle plans on the lunch menu at Mar-a-Lago? Bomb go here, boom. Like, was that really a thing next to the kids menu with chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks? We need to hear from you on this. But the president can't say anything on it. So that's what Judge Eileen Cannon is dealing with now in Florida. And our friend Julie Kelly is down there listening to all of this. But it's really important to think about what Congressman Mike Davis said. He said the Biden Justice Department raided their boss's political enemy. They turned off the security cameras. They concocted evidence. They immediately released to turn public opinion against Trump by putting out all these photographs of all these classified placeholders so that people would presume this guy had some really, really sensitive stuff here. You know, the kind of stuff that, hey, if it got in the hands of Kim Jong-un or it got into the hands of somebody else, he was selling it on eBay, then that would mean the end of America. They had a plan here. That plan was to influence the potential jury pool, but even bigger than that was to influence the American people, to make the American people believe that Donald Trump is so reckless, you cannot trust him with four more years in office. Because he's just got all these classified and top secret documents lying around, just lying around on the floor. Marked top secret, marked classified. People could walk on them and slip on them because they're plastic, so it's slippery, especially if they're wet. So that's what they were trying to do. Influence potential jurors and also to use his propaganda with the American voters so that they would turn against the former president. It didn't work and it's not going to work. And what Judge Eileen Cannon should do is throw all of this out. It's for that reason that the corporate media, of course, is attacking Judge Eileen Cannon in a big way. And I've got some great audio for you, which I will share with you as the show continues today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's great to have you with us today. It's Jack Carr Day. Hope to see you tonight. We are sold out. I told you we'd be sold out. And his brand new book, Red Sky Morning, is awesome. I can't wait to talk to him today, especially because now that Julian Assange is free and this legal ordeal comes to an end, what was this all about? Was this political retribution against Julian Assange? There's a clip of Julian Assange talking about Russia collusion and how the real person who is guilty of Russia collusion was never Donald Trump, but Hillary Clinton. I'll share that with you upon my return. Don't go away.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, so let's get to the audio of Judge Eileen Cannon being attacked by the corporate media. There's also a great story today, the takedown of Judge Eileen Cannon. Now, the left hates anyone who is defensible of Trump's rights in any way, shape, or form. You know, they scream about democracy all the time. They're always trying to be soft on criminals. Then when you get a judge who's actually looking out for the rights of the defendant, they want to destroy her. So that's what's happening. So William McGurn wrote a great piece over at the Wall Street Journal about this. And the point that he makes here is that what the left is doing, once again, is they're showing how they don't actually care about civil liberties. They don't. They care about getting Trump no matter what. And they'll do anything that they have to do. Whatever it is. They could care about due process. They could care less about due process. Nothing. It doesn't matter. And that's what we're seeing right now. New York Times, for example, served up a fresh example with an article headlined. Here's the headline in the New York Times, quote, Judge in Trump documents case gets rejected suggestions to step aside. Rejected suggestions to step aside? The judge is Eileen Cannon, a Donald Trump appointee now hearing the former president's classified documents case in the Southern District of Florida. Here's the key sentence here. As Judge Cannon's handling of the case has come under intensifying scrutiny, her critics have suggested that she could be in over her head, in the tank for Trump, or both. Now, she could be in over her head. Now, that's kind of sexist. Is that because she's a woman? Is that because Judge Eileen Cannon is a woman? I know the Democrats can't define what a woman is, but, I mean, she is a woman. So, is that what they're suggesting? Are these a bunch of sexist lefty dudes saying she could be in over her head? Or she could be in the tank for Trump. Or both. Nowhere in that crappy New York Times piece, though, for example, where they say some are suggesting that she should give it to someone with more experience. Nowhere in the piece is anyone quoted, even anonymously, that she's in the tank for Mr. Trump. Now, he goes on the point about how the vilification of Judge Cannon is polite society's version. It's similar to the statements by 51 former intelligence officials 2 weeks before the 2020 election that Hunter Biden's laptop has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. See, the Times piece is a hit job against Cannon because she's actually being fair. She's actually being fair. And what they're really worried about now is that she may throw the entire federal case against Trump out. And I think deep down inside they know it should be thrown out, but they can't acknowledge that. The Times story comes in the wake of an order by Chief Judge William Pryor of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta that cited an orchestrated campaign of more than 1,000 complaints to have Judge Cannon forced from the case. Gee, now who could be funding that? I'm sure it's totally organic. Oh, yeah, I'm sure people are just sitting around with nothing better to do going, you know what? I got some time to kill. Let me make a complaint against Judge Eileen Cannon. Try to get her removed. Yeah, completely organic. The Times story comes in the wake of an order, and it also appears on the eve of oral arguments about the constitutionality of Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel. Now, the judge, Judge Pryor, in the 11th Circuit, he said the allegations are speculative and unsupported by any evidence. The allegations that Judge Cannon's unfit, in the tank for Trump, out of her, above her, her pay grade, or out of her, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. All those things are unproven, and there's no evidence to back any of that up. No evidence to back any of that up whatsoever. The Times article is consistent with also what you're hearing from the clowns on corporate media, like Joe Scarborough, for example. So here's Joe Scarborough from this morning, just to show you how they all do the same thing. So the corporate media parrots everything, and then they've been given their marching orders, attack Judge Cannon, go after Judge Cannon, attack. They fire the cannons on Cannon, attack, and that's what they do. They dutifully do what they're told, cut number one.
Well, I mean, and Willie, when she even puts out there that the jury instructions can basically be whatever Donald Trump's view of the law should be for him, is just yet one other example. But just, again, something just, it's sort of a real life moment to look at on how disconnected she purposefully is from reality is when she says that this man's threats can't impact other people's lives, when this man's threats and his words have led to Nancy Pelosi's husband being bludgeoned nearly to death in his home, has led to people mailing pipe bombs, it's led to countless death threats, and people have had to get round the clock security. Yeah, I mean, what she's saying is a lie. She knows that what she's saying is a lie, and yet she says it anyway from a position of a federal bench, saying that Donald Trump's threats can't cause any violence or threats of violence. Yeah, I mean, read the newspapers. That's a lie on its face.
Now, Norm Eisen on CNN says there's no legal basis to challenge the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith, and Judge Cannon is stalling and wasting time. Of course there's a legal basis to challenge this. Where's the special prosecutor statute? Where is it? Where's the law that authorizes him to do this? Huh? It's not there. And here's the other thing, too. Was he ever confirmed by the United States Senate? The answer is no. Look, if we're going to have a country that's actually a country that is a rule of law, then you have to follow the law. So where does somebody get the authority? The Attorney General of the United States just doesn't have the authority to just name somebody a special counsel if there's no statute passed by Congress that authorizes that. We haven't had a special counsel statute in years. The second point is, if you are going to name somebody as a deputy or somebody who is in one of the roles that's actually outlined in the DOJ, if they're that high up, they require a Senate confirmation hearing. You know, you get named a United States attorney for New Jersey, for example, you got to go before the Senate. I remember when Chris Christie was named U.S. attorney for New Jersey back in 2002, and or 2001, he barely survived the Senate confirmation process. But the Democrat senators from New Jersey were able to help guide him through, but they didn't want him to get through it. But, you know, it's Jersey, it's the Jersey way, and yada, 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 but he got confirmed. Point is that if there's no bar here, then who does Jack Smith actually report to? Is it the Attorney General of the United States? Merrick Garland says no. He says Jack Smith is independent of him. Well, how can you have an independent office if the Attorney General appointed him? Then he answers to the Attorney General. If he answers to the Attorney General, then what empowers that? Where does that come from? Hey, look, maybe Judge Eileen Cannon will look back and say, no, he can do this. It's fine. But I don't think so. But that's the problem. They never anticipated that a judge would actually take the case. So Tom Massey's argued this, Congressman Tom Massey's argued this very, very well. You just simply can't empower an individual like this without having some sort of due process here. But since the corporate media is doing what they're told, and they're told to turn the cannons on Cannon, attack Judge Cannon, go after her, New York Times writes hit pieces, Washington Post writes hit pieces, and so CNN, MSNBC have to do what they're told as well. Cut number two.
These arguments to knock out special counsels have been tried in court after court before both Democratic-appointed judges and Republican-appointed judges. They have uniformly failed, and I think despite Judge Cannon's skeptical questioning of both sides, what we know from the hearing is there is no legal basis to challenge the appointment of Special Counsel Jack Smith here. There's no constitutional infirmity, no regulatory infirmity. This is an example of Judge Cannon's typical over-caution when she confronts these issues. She should not have wasted a day on it.
Okay. Now, if that's the case, then what is he worried about? Then if that's the case, then she'll just throw it out there if there's no basis to this. Ah, I know what it is. It's that this Trump-appointed judge is just in over her head because she's a woman, and she can't handle it. And so, therefore, it's just a gigantic waste of time. Now, you know what it is. You know why they're melting down? Because they know that she's onto something here. I mean, she's been great. She's been great the entire time in protecting the due process rights of defendant Donald Trump. In this country, you're still innocent until proven guilty. I know it's lost on a lot of people nowadays in America, but if you actually care about civil liberties and the Constitution, you're innocent until proven guilty, and the government has to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt against you. And in the course of that, your rights as a defendant have to be protected by somebody. Who? The judge, that's who. The judge. The jury's there to determine guilt or innocence. The judge is there to make sure that the defendant's rights are protected through the course of the trial. Otherwise, the defendant has no chance. If the judge and the prosecutor are both teaming up against the defendant, what chance does the defendant have in a case? None whatsoever. None whatsoever. That's the point. All right. Now, the other thing, too, is that as you look at this this question of whether or not Judge Cannon is really above, out of her league, the argument has been a long shot raised by serious figures. Former attorneys general Ed Meese and Mike Mukasey have also argued that Merrick Garland has no statutory power to bestow on a private citizen extraordinary prosecutorial powers. Edwin Meese is quite the guy. You know, the Heritage Foundation, for example, has the Edwin R. Meese Center for Legal Studies. It's a prominent name. And his argument, and Mukasey's the same argument too, is you can't just pluck a private dude from the private sector and say, here, now you have all of these prosecutorial powers. You can't just do that in America. Unless there's a corresponding statute that lets you go along with it. Otherwise, if you appoint somebody to a position like that, then there needs to be accountability through the legislative branch, through the Senate confirmation process. We're not talking about some low-level person working at the DOJ who's processing forms all day. We're talking about a guy who's empowered to go after the former president of the United States of America and who authorized a raid on his home. Think about that for a moment. Authorized a raid on his home. And then left all of these classified sheets, cover sheets, like it's a 1980s fax machine, all over the place to make people believe that Trump had stuff in his possession that was really, really dangerous, super scary bad, like the battle plans to blow up Iran. Boom. So stop. Enough already. Jack Smith is way out of his league with power. And the point is this, too. Judge Cannon is right to resolve these issues before the trial begins. The only reason to rush all this is because Jack Smith wants the case tried before the election. He was once rebuked 8-0 by the Supreme Court for his boundless interpretation of the federal bribery statutes used to go after former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald, who I think got a watch. Unanimous Supreme Court shot him down for his boundless interpretation of the federal bribery statutes. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy, our buddy, further points out that Mr. Smith has only himself to blame for any delay. Had he simply charged Mr. Trump with obstruction, Many of the issues now slowing down his case wouldn't be a problem, but because Smith added 32 classified information counts under the Espionage Act, he triggered the Classified Information Procedures Act and its time-consuming process for deciding what and how classified information will be used in court. He did this to himself, thus causing these trial delays. But the media doesn't want you to know any of that. They just want you to believe that the judge is just helping Trump kick the ball down the field to get elected so he can pardon himself. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big show still to come. We're just getting warmed up. It's Jack Carr Day. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
The reason why this is significant with this case in Florida is because let's play out how this goes. If you care about civil liberties and the Constitution, you want a judge to ensure the rights of the defendant. Now, what the non-special counsel prosecutor Jack Smith did here by invoking the Espionage Act is he opened up this entire process of how you view classified documents and how you deal with the issue of disclosure. So remember something, every defendant has the right to know what the government has against them. And Jack Smith delayed getting a skiff set up to be able to have the prosecution and the defense look at the documents. That's on him. And so Judge Cannon came out and said, look, I'm delaying this trial until we can figure all this stuff out because there's all these other motions that are going on here as well. Well, that made them really upset because they were hoping they could have Trump on trial before the election. That's still Jack Smith's fantasy. His secret fantasy. Now, when he goes to bed at night, that's what he dreams about. He dreams about Trump on trial prior to the election. It's not going to happen in Georgia. And the federal case, I think, against Trump is completely over. I'd be shocked if the judge comes back and says that Jack Smith and his appointment is constitutional. She seems like a very credible judge. But if she does say it, it doesn't change the fact that the trial is probably not going to happen before November. I would like her to come back and say Congress has not authorized a special counsel statute. Therefore, unless they do, we don't have one. That would be fantastic. But nevertheless, the trial is not going to happen before the election. And then the issue is a moot point for that. So then what's the effect that has then in New York? Let's assume, and I know it's very possible that the sentencing hearing against Trump won't happen on July 11th. But let's assume for a second it does. Does Judge Merchan sentence Trump to house arrest? Does he let him leave to go to the Republican National Convention? Or does he keep him at home? Now, if you're Judge Merchan, you got to be very aware of the optics of this. And clearly, Judge Merchan wants Trump to lose. So, if you don't let the Republican nominee for president go to Milwaukee and accept his party's nomination in person, you are going to be making a gigantic political miscalculation. First of all, Trump is not exactly a flight risk. He's got the United States Secret Service with him all the time. Now, I'm not saying that they would arrest him if he tried to flee the country. Their job is to protect the former president. But his movements are not a secret within the government. They're secret from you and I to a degree, but they're not secret within the confines of federal law enforcement. So, yeah, well, the Secret Service's job is to protect his life. And if he tries to flee to, I don't know, Cuba or something, they're not going to stop him because that's not what their job is. But U.S. Marshals, FBI, other people would know that the Secret Service has just put in a flight plan to go to Cuba with Trump's plane, and they probably would be all over it. So it'll be very difficult for him to skip out and escape. That's number one. Number two, why would he want to? He's the Republican frontrunner for president, and he's winning in all the polls. Why would he want to leave? Even if he becomes president and he's got to serve time in New York, which he won't do if he's president, do you honestly believe that the threat of being a prisoner in New York outweighs the potential of being the president of the United States of America? I mean, even if they send him to Rikers, even if they send him to a maximum hard time Attica State Correctional Facility or something like that. You think being president outweighs all that? Sure does. So why would Judge Merchan say he's got to be under house arrest with an ankle monitor on? Now, he wouldn't. He would say you can go to the convention and you can campaign. And but then the left's going to lose their freaking minds, and they're going to scream about privilege, and Trump has privilege, and blah, 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 blah. And we say whatever the sentence is. Say it's, I don't know, 10 years, whatever it is. And I don't know. And I'm not, I don't need to get into the weeds on this, so don't worry about it. I'm just using hypotheticals here. Say it's 10 years. And the judge says, all right, you can go campaign. It's in the best interest of democracy for you to be on the campaign trail. But if you lose in November, you got to be on house arrest for the rest of your term. I mean, that would be a reasonable sentence, but the judge is not a reasonable guy. And if he says that, the left's going to lose their mind. Like, oh, my God, all these people are suffering away in maximum security prisons. And he lets Trump fly around the country. And they'll scream about that over and over again. And that'll be deliberate. You know, then the chorus of the corporate media and big tech will do what they do, and they'll scream about how Trump has white privilege. Remember, Trump is winning a lot of black voters, and Biden is hemorrhaging black support. So what you'll start seeing is a bunch of talking heads on television who all come out over and over again and scream Trump white privilege, and they'll make memes about it, and they'll have hashtags. And suddenly, Judge Mershon will go from being the hero of the left to being the devil himself. But it'll be all orchestrated. It'll be all pre-planned. He'll be in on it. He'll be in on the joke. So they can scream about how unfair it is. And they'll have people going on TV saying, my uncle is serving time in prison for pot. Meanwhile, this guy, he's out there flying around in his fancy jet. He gets to stay at fancy hotels on the campaign trail. You'll see. You'll see. Mark my words. Whatever they wind up doing will be to the advantage of the Democrats. Whatever Mershon rules, they will have carefully orchestrated this to the best advantage to help hurt Donald Trump in the general election. Mark my words on this. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They'd love to see you. My great friends over there. And it's an amazing time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo as well because they have their renovation extravaganza going on. I was talking to actually my dermatologist today. I had to go see him. He goes, you know, you got to go see the dermatologist because, you know, melanoma is a thing. Anyway, he told me they just bought another car from Cherry Hill Volvo, had an incredible experience, and loved going to see Judith and Yosef. And he said, you know, Rich, we go there because it's a dealership that backs you and backs the show and backs the studio and backs the station. And I appreciate that. I really do. It means everything. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off the price of a Volvo at Cherry Hill Volvo. And relationships matter there, and they have an incredible inventory of new and previously owned Volvos in stock. Maybe it's the XC90, the third row Volvo that Bridget drives, or the XC60. I just picked up my XC60 a little while ago at Cherry Hill Volvo, had a great experience, and I love driving this one. So this is the midsize SUV with a ton of room, safe and luxurious to drive. Most importantly is the treatment you'll get. So take advantage of the renovation extravaganza, extra savings on their already aggressive promotions and incentives, and additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member, only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
The reason why this is significant with this case in Florida is because let's play out how this goes. If you care about civil liberties and the Constitution, you want a judge to ensure the rights of the defendant. Now, what the non-special counsel prosecutor Jack Smith did here by invoking the Espionage Act is he opened up this entire process of how you view classified documents and how you deal with the issue of disclosure. So remember something, every defendant has the right to know what the government has against them. And Jack Smith delayed getting a skiff set up to be able to have the prosecution and the defense look at the documents. That's on him. And so Judge Cannon came out and said, look, I'm delaying this trial until we can figure all this stuff out because there's all these other motions that are going on here as well. Well, that made them really upset because they were hoping they could have Trump on trial before the election. That's still Jack Smith's fantasy, his secret fantasy. Now, when he goes to bed at night, that's what he dreams about. He dreams about Trump on trial prior to the election. It's not going to happen in Georgia. And the federal case, I think, against Trump is completely over. I'd be shocked if the judge comes back and says that Jack Smith and his appointment is constitutional. She seems like a very credible judge. But if she does say it, it doesn't change the fact that the trial is probably not going to happen before November. I would like her to come back and say Congress has not authorized a special counsel statute. Therefore, unless they do, we don't have one. That would be fantastic. But nevertheless, the trial is not going to happen before the election. And then the issue is a moot point for that. So then what's the effect that has then in New York? Let's assume, and I know it's very possible that the sentencing hearing against Trump won't happen on July 11th, but let's assume for a second it does. Does Judge Merchan sentence Trump to house arrest? Does he let him leave to go to the Republican National Convention? Or does he keep him at home? Now, if you're Judge Merchan, you got to be very aware of the optics of this, and clearly Judge Merchan wants Trump to lose. So, if you don't let the Republican nominee for president go to Milwaukee and accept his party's nomination in person, you are going to be making a gigantic political miscalculation. First of all, Trump is not exactly a flight risk. He's got the United States Secret Service with him all the time. Now, I'm not saying that they would arrest him if he tried to flee the country. Their job is to protect the former president, but his movements are not a secret within the government. It's not, he doesn't, they're secret from you and I to a degree, but they're not secret within the confines of federal law enforcement. So yeah, well, the Secret Service's job is to protect his life. And if he tries to flee to, I don't know, Cuba or something, they're not going to stop him because that's not what their job is. But U.S. Marshals, FBI, other people would know that the Secret Service has just put in a flight plan to go to Cuba with Trump's plane, and they probably would be all over it. So it'll be very difficult for him to skip out and escape. That's number one. Number two, why would he want to? He's the Republican front runner for president, and he's winning in all the polls. Why would he want to leave? Even if he becomes president and he's got to serve time in New York, which he won't do if he's president, do you honestly believe that the threat of being a prisoner in New York outweighs the potential of being the president of the United States of America? I mean, even if they send him to Rikers, even if they send him to a maximum hard time Attica State Correctional Facility or something like that, you think being president outweighs all that? Sure does. So why would Judge Merchan say he's got to be under house arrest with an ankle monitor on? Now, he wouldn't. He would say you can go to the convention and you can campaign. And but then the left's going to lose their freaking minds and they're going to scream about privilege and Trump has privilege and blah, 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 blah. And we say whatever the sentence is. Say it's, I don't know, 10 years, whatever it is. And I don't know. And I don't need to get into the weeds on this. So don't worry about it. I'm just using hypotheticals here. Say it's 10 years. And the judge says, all right, you can go campaign. It's in the best interest of democracy for you to be on the campaign trail. But if you lose in November, you got to be on house arrest for the rest of your term. I mean, that would be a reasonable sentence, but the judge is not a reasonable guy. And if he says that, the left's going to lose their mind. Be like, oh, my God, all these people are suffering away in maximum security prisons. And he lets Trump fly around the country. And they'll scream about that over and over again. And that'll be deliberate. You know, then the chorus of the corporate media and big tech will do what they do, and they'll scream about how Trump has white privilege. Remember, Trump is winning a lot of black voters, and Biden is hemorrhaging black support. So what you'll start seeing is a bunch of talking heads on television who all come out over and over again and scream Trump white privilege, and they'll make memes about it, and they'll have hashtags. And suddenly, Judge Merchan will go from being the hero of the left to being the devil himself. But it'll be all orchestrated. It'll be all pre-planned. He'll be in on it. He'll be in on the joke. So they can scream about how unfair it is. And they'll have people going on TV saying, my uncle is serving time in prison for pot. Meanwhile, this guy, he's out there flying around in his fancy jet. He gets to stay at fancy hotels on the campaign trail. You'll see. You'll see. Mark my words. Whatever they wind up doing will be to the advantage of the Democrats. Whatever Merchan rules, they will have carefully orchestrated this to the best advantage to help hurt Donald Trump in the general election. Mark my words on this. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they'd love to see you. My great friends over there. And it's an amazing time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo as well because they have their renovation extravaganza going on. I was talking to actually my dermatologist today. I had to go see him. He goes, you know, you got to go see the dermatologist because, you know, melanoma is a thing. Anyway, he told me they just bought another car from Cherry Hill Volvo, had an incredible experience, and loved going to see Judith and Yosef. And he said, you know, Rich, we go there because it's a dealership that backs you and backs the show and backs the studio and backs the station. And I appreciate that. I really do. It means everything. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off the price of a Volvo at Cherry Hill Volvo. And relationships matter there, and they have an incredible inventory of new and previously owned Volvos in stock. Maybe it's the XC90, the third row Volvo that Bridget drives, or the XC60. I just picked up my XC60 a little while ago at Cherry Hill Volvo, had a great experience, and I love driving this one. So this is the midsize SUV with a ton of room, safe and luxurious to drive. Most importantly, is the treatment you'll get. So take advantage of the renovation extravaganza, extra savings on their already aggressive promotions and incentives, and additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member, only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.